Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, sex, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here today.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: my husband is an embarrassing butthead. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband acts like an absolute child at times, and I can't deal with it. It's like having a third child, and I am so tired of him embarrassing me. The most recent incident went down over the weekend at my pastor's house. We were invited to a barbecue, and the pastor was a little late because of a wedding he had to do. There was plenty of food on the grill, and we always let the elders of the church eat first. The first lady fixed the pastor a plate and sat it to the side and covered it with saran wrap. When it came time for my husband and I to fix a plate, only chicken legs, wieners, and burgers were left. My husband began to whine about not getting the pieces of chicken that he wanted. So he went on a hunt for more chicken. He asked several people if they would eat a leg in exchange for a thigh or breast that was on their plate. I was so embarrassed. But what he did next was the shocker. His ignorant behind went over to the pastor's plate wrapped in saran wrap and got the two barbecued thighs that were on there, and then he wrapped the plate back up. One of the mothers of the church told him that he could not do that, and his reply was, "Pastor should have been here, and it will be cold by the time he gets here anyway." I almost passed out right then and there. I got my belongings and told him we needed to leave. Needless to say, I am going to be the center of gossip at the church now. My husband does things like this all of the time. Everything has to go his way or he starts complaining and whining. How can I get him to see that it's not all about him? I am sick of him embarrassing me. Please help. Oh, I'm embarrassed for you. I really am. This is crazy. This is really stupid. I mean, your husband, it has to be the rudest person ever. He's disrespectful to everyone, including your pastor. How dare he go to the pastor's plate that's set aside and go in there and get the pastor's food, or anyone's food for that matter, but most of all the pastor. Your husband's selfish. He's inconsiderate of you, his wife. And I think you're absolutely right. He is an embarrassing butthead, and you have every right to be upset and to get your things and leave. And yes, you will be the subject of gossip. The problem is, what are you going to do about this? I mean, have you talked to your husband about it? Does he know how you feel and what you want and what you don't want him to do? I mean, I'm guessing you have talked to him about it, but he's not hearing you. He's not paying any attention to you. And selfish people often don't, because, like you said, it's always about them. So you're going to have to do something else to get his attention, to make him hear you. I don't know if that means leaving him or if that means threatening to leave him. It depends on whether he straightens up and stops doing stupid stuff after you have some sort of serious conversation with him. Because he's out of control. He's so out of order, so rude and disrespectful. This is crazy. And what was wrong? Chicken legs are okay. And burgers and wieners. You're not at home. You're at somebody else's house. Steve, where are your manners, Steve?
I don't get this. I really, really don't. I'm confused. How old is this dude? But now, if y'all at a church function and y'all let elders and all this, I'm assuming he's of age. He's not 16, but 16-year-old people wouldn't do that. Your husband is a child at times, and you can't deal with it. He didn't just start being a child. He's been childish the whole time. It's just you've overlooked it. Now you married him, and he ain't got to act a certain way no more, so now he do it all the time. Okay, this weekend you went over to your pastor's. You got invited to your pastor's house. Pastor was a little bit late because he had a wedding to do. You got over there. It was a lot to eat. You had food all on the grill. Now, at y'all's church, what y'all do is y'all let the elders of the church eat first. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, sometimes it's a respectful thing to do. Now, the first lady fool. Now, she know her husband late because he working. He fixed the pastor a plate. Set it to the side, covered in saran wrap. Then when it came time for y'all to fix a plate, because he low down on the totem pole because he don't come to church much. So now he way down. Now he all at the back, quiet and ate.
I love
Usher
it.
Board done ate. Uh-huh. Deacons done ate. Parking lot ministry done ate. Robe committed and ate. Baptism committed and ate.
Yeah.
Senior citizens quiet done ate. The Joylanders, the baby choir, then ate. Everybody in line. The damn male quartet, the singing sensationals, they done ate.
What's their name?
The singing sensationals. They done ate. They big ass, all them big. So when you get up there, it's time for y'all to fix a plate. Ain't nothing but chicken legs, wings, and burgers left. Your husband's all whining because he ain't get the piece of chicken he wanted. Well, your ass don't come to church enough to get the damn piece you want. So he went on a hunt for more chicken. But he walking around asking people if
crazy.
They would eat a leg in exchange for the thigh or breast that was on their plate. Who go to people's place? Like, hey, man, you want this leg right here so I can have that thigh or that breast? I got a leg. Who want this leg? Dog, y'all, you that damn ignorant. You stupid. But when I come back, let me tell you how ignorant he is.
What?
I'm waiting.
I want to hear it.
I'll be right here.
All right, part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband is an embarrassing butthead. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband is an embarrassing butthead.
This man went over to the pastor's house. They got invited to the barbecue. This damn fool went over here with his wife. The pastor a little late. The pastor's wife make him a plate, put it on the saran wrap, because he late. He out there doing church work. He saving her husband a plate of food. No, listen. That by the time him and his no church going ass get up there, ain't nothing on the ain't nothing left but legs, wieners, and burgers. He whining cause he didn't get the chicken he wanted, so he went on a hunt round for more chicken. Went around the backyard asking people who to fix their plate. Well, black people don't take food off their plate and hand it to you.
No,
no, they don't.
No.
Now he got a leg, want to trade or thigh for breast for one of these little ragged ass legs.
An auction? What is this?
This lady, I'm so embarrassed. But what he did next was a shocker. This fool went over to the pastor's plate that's wrapped in saran wrap, got the two barbecue thighs that was on there, and then wrapped the plate back up. One of the mothers of the church told him he couldn't do that. His reply was, pastor should have been here, and it'll be cold by the time he get here anyway. Hold up, man. Let me talk to you a little bit, partner. Pastor them invited you over their house.
Yes.
This pastor house.
Yeah.
He the man of this house. See, I don't know where you obviously ain't had no daddy. Because your daddy would have knocked your ass out for doing that. But you ain't got no daddy, so you stupid. So you over another man's house, then unwrapped the plate that his wife fixed for him, and now you claiming it as yours. Then one of the ladies see you and tell you can't do that, and then your pastor should have been here. Pastor at work. This pastor house. He ain't got to come here to fit in. This where he live.
Right.
Right.
It'll be cold by the time he get here anyway. Are you serious? First of all, you walking around whining about the you didn't get the piece of chicken you wanted. You didn't pay for this. This wasn't a paid barbecue, partner. This was an invite, partner. Somebody invited your monkey ass over here. You eating free. You ain't bought no chicken. This ain't the buffet at Sizzlers. Your ass is eating free.
Wait, stop. Did you just say Sizzler?
This ain't the buffet at Sizzlers, partner. Well, you can go back up to the counter and tell me, hey, y'all all out of baby backs now. I done paid this $7.95. This is all you can eat. Ain't no more damn baby back. I came in here for the baby back. You got in free.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Now, you sitting up in here talking about the past should have been here. Now, the lady said almost passed out right there. Got my belongings. I told him we need to leave. Needless to say, I'm going to be the center of gossip at the church tomorrow. Yes, you will, because your husband's stupid. Your husband's stupid. He ain't no real man. That ain't what men do. My husband does things like this all the time. Everything has to go his way or he start complaining and whining. See, you know what your husband really need? Your husband really need his ass whooped one good time. For taking somebody's chicken, that's one ass whooping. Whining ought to be another ass whooping.
Yes.
And then, you know, how he don't know that you at another man's house, you can't make rules at another man's house, partner. It's free, you didn't pay, and you can't have everything you want in life. So what you got the legs? Legs taste just like breasts. It's just a different bite. That's all it is. It's same dog meat. It's just a different bite. Everything has to go his way. He want to start complaining to why. How can I get him to see that it's not always about him? He been thinking it's about him. I am sick of him embarrassing me. Please help. In the words, I don't know who I hear say this all the time, but bye, Felicia. Leave his ass for a while until he learn how to act right. You're married to a fool. This man is not embarrassing. He's foolish. Who goes around the barbecue asking for food off people's plate because you didn't get what on your plate you wanted to? Who do that? Who go in another man's house that he live in, that his wife done made a plate for, you unwrap it so you can eat what's on his plate, and then you say, Pastor should have been here, it's going to be cold by the time we get. Hold up, man. This man's house.
Yeah.
Pastor should walk up in there and whoop your ass, what Pastor ought to do. See, you lucky. That's why everybody be talking about, Steve, you missed your calling. I ain't never been called to the ministry. I'm going to tell y'all. I grew up in the church. My mama would tell you I ain't been called. But if I was to be called, this is one of the reasons why I don't think I'm called. Because as a pastor, I don't see no reason why he can't get his ass whooped right now.
You say you don't see no reason.
I don't need to be in my house. Now, my wife tell me, I come in the backyard, Marge, and say, baby, I had your plate, but this man ate it. Wait a minute, hold up. What man? Wait a minute, hold up, baby. You made me a plate and another man ate it. What man ate my plate? Did he know it was my plate? Yeah. He said you took too long getting here and it was going to be cold.
I'm going to tell you something. What grown man does that?
But if you punch a man in the stomach real hard, he throw up cold chicken.
Goodness. All right, listen. You can post your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about this one. Or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.